Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules, your host from beautiful Southern California. It is cool, but it is so Christmassy. So welcome. Hey, we've got a terrific show for you tonight. We have Judith A. Winsell with us, who is a Law of Attraction expert and a certified life coach, and she's going to be sharing the lie behind the secret truth to manifesting using the Law of Attraction. This is really good. So I want you to stay tuned and listen up. This is great stuff that we all need to know. So let me introduce Judith, a certified life coach specializing in energy techniques such as quantum touch and emotional freedom techniques, also known as EFT, through her very successful company called EFT Coaching and Consulting. And now, as a coach and author, Judith educates, liberates, and empowers her clients by teaching them EFT, the powerful, easy-to-learn energy technique. EFT has been proven to transform the quality of people's life, often skyrocketing them to achieving goals and greater business success. Judith wrote the article on the lie behind the secret, truth to manifesting using Law of Attraction. So she wanted to come on and discuss that with us today, which I think is fantastic. So welcome, Judith, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hi.
I must say, Judith, that I read the article and I really thought I had some great information.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So let's get to the nitty-gritty of it all, shall we? What is your definition of the Law of Attraction?
Well, the Law of Attraction has been referred to in various ways, such as positive thinking, attractor factor, positive affirmations, magnetic attraction, or vibrational attraction, just to name a few. And, Julie, it really doesn't matter what you choose to call it, as long as you understand how it works and what it really is. And traditionally, Law of Attraction authors, teachers, coaches, and practitioners, they've taught the Law of Attraction as a universal law based on quantum physics, which is totally false. It sounds really good, and it makes people think that they're learning something quite profound, and it leads students or clients to think that they're learning something that's been validated by the scientific community. However, Law of Attraction is not a physical law. It's a spiritual law that's been freely given to everyone by God. That's it. It's purely spiritual. The Law of Attraction comes from Source, from our Creator, universal energy, from God. And people are also told that all they have to do is simply focus on what they want to have, to be, to do, or any other thing, and poof, they're going to attract that into their life. False. With the popularity of the self-help movement, Law of Attraction has taken center stage for a quick fix that requires very little effort. And most think that all you need to do is simply visualize that shiny new sports car or the expensive mansion on the hill, the great job or the ideal relationship, the income, or anything else you want, and you're going to manifest it into your life in just a short time. Not happening.
Interesting viewpoint. So what did you think about the movie, The Secret?
Well, The Secret's a fantastic movie, and it really delivers a very powerful message. But however, it's fairly vague in a lot of areas, and for many people, the movie has seduced a lot of them by creating an illusion that all you simply need to do is to focus on the things that you want, and they're going to be attracted into your life. And one particular scene stands out, and it's the one when a young woman walks past a jewelry store, and she admires a beautiful necklace in the window. And a few scenes later, she's wearing that very same necklace, And the movie leads you to believe that all she had to do was focus on having that necklace, and poof, she attracted it into her life, just like that. And this simply is not true. That's not the manner in which the law of attraction works. Many people have been misinformed about the law of attraction, what it is, and how it actually works. And that's why so many people are frustrated. They're disappointed. They're discouraged.
Well, yes, I've noticed quite a few people that feel that way. So you have a class series coming up that addresses those issues, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's correct. It is a 3-day teleclass series beginning Monday, January 12th, and it runs through Wednesday, January 14th. Each class is 90 minutes in duration. They begin at 7 p.m. Eastern until 8:30 p.m. The first class is Law of Attraction, Separating Fact from Fiction, and it's going to lead them all the way through to the only true element of manifestation. Class number 2 centers around the Secrets Deduction and brings up the truth to using Law of Attraction. And then the final class wraps it all up. It's the key principle of true manifestation and discovering love as your true essence. The price of the 3-class series is regularly $197, but for those that are listening to this broadcast, until January 31st of 2009, I'm going to give them a $60 discount. So they will actually be able to register and take the course for either the January or February course at $137. And all they need to do is just visit my website at www.usinglawofattraction.com and either contact me through email or by phone and mention they heard about the course through this broadcast and request to register for either the January or February course at the $60 discount. And they will learn finally, once and for all, exactly what the law of attraction is, fact versus fiction, and be able to understand and manifest their desires.
That is a great deal. So what would you advise people on how to use the law of attraction properly to manifest abundance or prosperity, especially in these economic times?
Well, there are a few things that everyone can do. And first and foremost, stop listening to the news as much as possible. And stop listening to your coworkers, your friends and families chatter on about all this doom and gloom. All it does is perpetuate fear. And fear is a very powerful negative emotion that drains you of your energy. Everything that today, with worried about their 401ks, about their jobs, they're doing knee-jerk reactions. They're doing things that are fear-based. And I tell my clients, well, you know, fear is just an acronym. It stands for false evidence appearing real. If you want to know what you should do, listen to your gut. Is your gut knotted and twisted? Are you anxious or are you excited? Are you enthusiastic? Are you inspired? If you're inspired, that's the proper action to take. If you're worried you're missing out, that you have to take it or else, that's fear-based. That's not the right choices for you to make. Fear in itself is detrimental to the body because it promotes cortisol, which releases throughout the body extra stress. And when you feel fear, you stress the body. And then when stress is running amok, it's a top producer of cortisol, which inhibits the immune system and wreaks havoc with your emotions and health. So stop listening to the news and the negative bantering of your coworkers, friends, and family as much as you possibly can. Another step is to not read the newspaper either. And I know what you're thinking, well, how am I going to know what's going on? Well, you know the old saying, ignorance is bliss. There's a lot to be said for this saying.
Oh, boy, do I agree on that.
If they have been using law of attraction, now they're in the perfect place to learn once and for all what it truly is and how to actually use this in their life. With the law of attraction and manifestation, it is never just one thought, one action, one decision, or one feeling that brings about a result, but it's the sum total of all that is happening and all that has been recorded in the person's energy field that's resulting in manifesting. When you're focused on achieving a goal, things happen. If you're truly passionate about something, you generally either get ideas, you get inspiration, and then you take inspired action. And Julie, there's a difference between attraction and inspiration. Inspiration is the action you take due to the passion that you feel about achieving a goal. It's making those calls, sending out your resumes, writing a book or creating a product or a course. Attraction comes about as opportunities, people that you meet that open doors for you, enabling you to achieve those goals. One of the most overlooked elements of manifestation is attraction. It is manifestation in its simplest form. I invite and encourage all my clients to celebrate everything they've attracted, no matter how small or insignificant they feel that it is. It perpetuates more attraction. That's how law of attraction works. Now, let's get down to another part of the myth that's been taught regarding whatever you focus on, you will attract into your life. Now, this bears little truth, if any. If you're focusing on attracting abundance, prosperity, or wealth, most likely, you're not manifesting it. If you're focusing on attracting more sales in your business, most likely, not happening. Perfect example. I had a realtor contact me recently who begged me to work with him. He wanted to hire me to teach him about law of attraction. He'd heard about it, bought into the whole spiel, the quick fix scenario. His goal was to sell higher priced properties so he could make larger commissions. He was failing miserably in his business, as well as in other areas of his life, and largely because of his focus. Now, I explained to him about the law of attraction, what it was and what it wasn't, how it worked, and I gave him several exercises and examples for him to start using in his business and in his life. And I explained to him that with the law of attraction, if your focus is self-serving, you can focus on your desires all day long and you're going to manifest nothing. It's not about you. And that, for some reason, is so hard for people to accept. They just don't get it. Law of attraction is based on love and serving others. No matter how hard I tried to relay this to this client, he just couldn't get it. I asked him to focus on the buyer, seeing the joy the buyer felt when he showed him the perfect property, wrote the offer, and the offer was accepted, and how happy and elated the buyer was to have purchased the ideal property of his dreams. And then I asked my client, what was he feeling? And he said, he was happy to be getting the money, his commission. He still didn't get it. He was still missing the point. No matter how I tried, he just couldn't shift his focus off of his own self-serving interests onto serving his buyers and his sellers. So our coaching relationship didn't continue. He was just incapable of shifting at that point in his life, and no matter what I did, my efforts and time were just simply wasted. If you wish to have success with the law of attraction, your focus needs to be honestly one of love for others. If you're in business and desire to improve your income, focus on the joy you feel when serving your customers. Focus on your products and services, how they help your customers, and how grateful they are to buy from you, and how you appreciate their business. Focus on the great customer service they receive and how you enjoy your customers and all their referrals. The money's going to come in as a result. Can you see the difference this type of focus can make, Julie?
It's a very good point and one I subscribe to.
You know, the focus is no longer about you, but about improving the quality of another. As a coach, I love helping to transform the quality of my client's life or business. It brings me such joy to hear the passion and the enthusiasm in their voice when they get an inspiration or they release a block or achieve a goal. And I do very little marketing. The law of attraction is constantly bringing me new clients, opportunities for me to reach out to more and more people. And one of the ways that I help my clients is by teaching them EFT, emotional freedom techniques. It's a powerful, easy-to-learn energy technique that can transform the quality of my client's life or business, often skyrocketing them to achieving goals or greater business success. And EFT is a wonderful technique for quickly resolving stress, fear, anxiety, and other negative emotions or issues. And considering the average person's lifestyle, who wouldn't benefit from EFT? It not only works quickly, easily, and painlessly to resolve negative emotional issues such as anger, resentment, fear, and money issues and blocks, but it also works beautifully with the law of attraction to help clear limiting beliefs that may block your ability to manifest.
Okay, so let's stop here and ask the question, what is a limiting belief for those who may not know?
Well, a limiting belief is any belief that you hold which keeps you from achieving a goal. An example of one would be, you'll never amount to much without a college degree. This one has stopped a lot of people from starting their own business, from doing any public speaking, from applying for promotions, changing careers, and so on. Now, I'm sure you've heard about Albert Einstein. We all agree that here was a man, a genius, a Nobel Prize winner. However, he never finished high school.
I didn't know that.
Einstein's father's business failed, and the family moved to Italy. Einstein had been left behind in Munich to finish high school, but in the spring of 1895, he dropped out to join his family by convincing the school to let him go by using a doctor's note. He was quite inventive. Even though he was quite brilliant, when he later attempted to apply to study at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, Switzerland, because he did not have a school certificate, he was required to take an entrance examination, which he failed, even though he'd gotten exceptional marks in mathematics and physics. Well, I told this to my client who had the belief that they had to have a college degree in order to be successful. We used EFT on this belief, and prior to using EFT, they believed it 100%. After using EFT, they believed it about 10%. And after hearing about Einstein and tapping another round of EFT, they no longer believed they had to have the college degree in order to be successful. Now, we gain these limiting beliefs from many sources. Most start in our childhood from well-meaning parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, or teachers. And who knows why they tell us these wonderful things. Perhaps they were told the same things, and they honestly believe that by passing these little tidbits along to us, they'll help make us stronger, better people. Generally, the opposite happens. Other beliefs come from our peers or through experiences. We call them limiting beliefs because they limit us from moving forward or achieving, obtaining, doing, or becoming something we desire. And EFT is fantastic at removing limiting beliefs and the blocks they cause. And when used with law of attraction, it results in the person being able to achieve their goal, which is manifesting. And that is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, EFT is an incredible tool. So what is a quantum touch?
Well, quantum touch is an energy modality that also works with our body's energy to promote healing. And it works through resonance and entrainment. And the practitioner, such as me, raises the energy levels through a series of breathing and body awareness techniques. And as our energy increases, we then run this life force energy through our hands and onto an area of our client, such as an injured shoulder, knee, neck, using our hands. It also works well with emotional issues. If our client is having emotional problems, blocks, and whatnot, we run this through the chakras, which are certain areas in the body that deal with emotional elements. The client's body reacts to this high energy field by entraining up to it, and this is where the potential for healing to take place. Quantum touch practitioner simply supplies the higher energy level and holds the intention for the client, and the client's body does the rest. It does what it will with the energy that it receives. Results that I've seen have been quite amazing, from total pain relief to actual realignment of bones. The human body has an incredible ability to heal itself if given the proper environment and the chance to do so. Now, I'm not advocating that people, you know, abandon traditional medicine, but they can use both traditional medicine and energy techniques to achieve a much higher quality of life. EFT and quantum touch and law of attraction all can help a person to live a life that is much more tranquil, much more productive because it can keep them in a better energy field, a higher energy frequency, and a much straighter, clearer focus. I use both traditional medicine as well as energy techniques on myself personally. And when it comes to traditional medicine, you know, we can all appreciate the skills of a surgeon, especially if you end up in the ER with acute appendicitis. You're going to definitely want to have a skilled, trained doctor there. I know I would prefer the doctor over the quantum touch therapist at that point. I want him to take the appendix out. I don't want to worry with the quantum touch therapist at that point in time. I'd rather have the surgeon. So, you know, you have meditation, yoga, EFT, quantum touch, all of which help the body with energy, which is a modality that helps to keep you focused and in a high, healthier state of living.
So is it like Reiki?
It's like Reiki on steroids. It doesn't use any symbols. It just strictly deals with life force energy. Quantum touch can be done by anyone. We're all capable of learning and using quantum touch energy. It is a very simple to learn technique. It was developed in this country by Richard Gordon several years ago, and it's very easy to learn. Recently, I was visiting my daughter, son-in-law, and my grandchildren, and it's incredible how quickly the children pick it up because they don't have limiting beliefs that tell them they can't do such a thing as run energy. They automatically can do it because nobody's told them that they can't.
Interesting. Now, you've used quantum touch for your own personal health issue. Can you tell us about that?
I've used quantum touch personally on some health issues that I've dealt with, and really, I've made a believer out of my husband, who has been one that's been kind of like, poo-pooing all kinds of energy modalities as this new age woo-woo stuff, until I saw my retina specialist. Julie, I don't know if you were aware that I have macular degeneration of the retina.
No, I didn't know that.
And I have been battling this for close to 15 years now. My right eye had previously only been correctable to 20/80. And basically, the doctor had said that one, there was not much he could do about it. He was working to save the left eye. So I began to learn quantum touch. And I had only been using quantum touch for about 3 months and running energy into my eyes when I went back to see my retina specialist for my annual exam. And he about fell off his chair when he read the results of my vision test. My right eye was now correctable to 20/30, and my left eye was now 20/20.
Wow.
And with macular degeneration, that is an eye condition that does not, quote-unquote, regenerate. So he asked me, what was I doing? And I told him I was using quantum touch and explained to him what it was. And his statement to me was, well, for God's sake, don't stop. And he wants me to come back in another 6 months because the films that he took shows a slight change in the eyes, but not enough to prove the documentation that he wants for this energy technique. So he's hoping that within 6 months there'll be a much more significant change on the actual film of the eye chemistry itself, showing all the veins and the molecular structure of the eye, which would be total documentation of this reversal of the disease.
Wow, that's really exciting. You know, we had Bruce Lipton on the show not too long ago, and he was talking about the 50 trillion cells in the body and how they all have brains. Would quantum touch effectively be talking to the brains?
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what happens. When we run energy into ourselves or into a client, it goes into the cellular level. And each cell is affected with this energy. The body has an uncanny ability to heal itself. And to give you a perfect example, if you were to cut your finger, you don't have to sit there and focus and concentrate on telling your finger to form the scab, and then sit there and focus for days telling your finger to form new skin cells beneath the scab, and then finally telling your finger to slough the scab off now because the skin is complete and you have a whole new fresh layer of skin beneath the scab. Your body does this all on its own. Well, the body has everything it needs to do in each and every cell in order to repair itself. The brain has every chemical, every drug it needs in order to repair every single part of the body. It just needs the chance to secrete it. And the chemicals the brain has are far superior than any pharmacological substance that man can create and dump into the body. The body just needs to be given the signals to release and allow. And quantum touch does this. A perfect example, my granddaughter was diagnosed with central and obstructive apnea. And I started working with her with quantum touch. She went in for a return sleep study, and she's only a few years old. And the pulmonologist called my daughter totally perplexed. She says, I don't know how this is possible, but your daughter has managed to heal herself of both the central and obstructive apnea. He said, but I'm not going to have you take the oxygen away from the home because I'm still concerned if she gets ill, she may still need it. But take her off the oxygen at night. She does not need it any longer at night.
Fantastic. Let's get back to EFT for a second. Do you think EFT is so effective because the person is setting the mental intention as they are tapping?
EFT actually is retraining the subconscious mind as you're tapping. It's retraining it to allow you to think of the thought or the emotion or the event without the emotional attachment. Take post-traumatic stress disorder, for example. When someone has experienced a horrific traumatic event, we go through that in a film clip scenario, one scene at a time, one clip at a time. And as we desensitize each clip, we detach that emotional element from it, so then the person is able to view that strictly as an event. We retrain the subconscious mind to look at it as an event by detaching the emotion from it. And then it allows them to look at it rationally and logically. That's why they call it emotional freedom technique. So in essence, you're right, Julie, it does. It retrains the brain to think of whatever the issue is rationally and logically. With weight loss issues, I've had people that contact me. They've gone through all these programs. They can't seem to get rid of this weight. They lose it. They gain it back. It's because the weight loss programs don't look at the person. They cut the calories. They make them do all these exercises, but they don't look at the underlying causes that are making them maintain these unhealthy eating habits. Once we get down to the emotions that they're fueling with these unhealthy eating habits, the weight just falls off because we can eliminate the emotions, the issues that are at the bottom of it. It retrains the brain by allowing you to look at things rationally and logically. It allows you to be calmer and think in the manner in which you're supposed to think, the way we were designed to think, in a logical, rational manner, not an emotional state.
To give the listeners a better understanding of what takes place during an actual EFT session, Judith has brought along Lee on the other line, who is willing to do a session about her new business venture, which she's a little nervous about. So I'm really excited to hear this. Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I am doing great. Now, you've worked with Judith before, haven't you?
Since August. I've had about 8 sessions with her. And she's just helped me immensely. It's just been amazing.
What are some of the changes that you've experienced since starting all this?
When I first contacted her, I was just having some real difficulty with my emotions, and I have had a lot of life changes in the last 2 years, and so I think everything was just coming forth, and I had gotten quiet enough once my daughter went off to college, and it was just so much emotional stuff going on that I couldn't sort out. So in working with her, with EFT, and then, you know, her coaching as well, with the first visit, I was immediately calmed down. But I do have a daughter who's in her first year of college, so there have been a lot of issues around, you know, the separation that goes on between mother and daughter that were painful for me. And, you know, they just don't tell you about some things when you get pregnant, and that was one of those things. So anyway, then as time went on, as our sessions went on, she has helped me so much with my fears and doubts around my career and around my chosen profession and abilities. I had a great opportunity come up that I was so excited about, but I had some, you know, family of origin, old belief systems that were really not mine through coaching and a lot through EFT to sort out what was mine and what was theirs, and helped me to discharge the emotion around some of those fears and some of those doubts. So I think it's just been a real leveling, emotional, stabilizing time for me so that I can make the best decisions in all areas of my life, not just my career, not just my relationship with my daughter, but in all relationships and all decisions.
Well, I think that's where we all want to be. So, Judith, if you're ready, let's do the session.
All right, Lee, what is your question? What is going on with your business?
Hi, Judith. Thanks for your time. Well, I've been in a big transition with my career over the last year, for sure. And I've tried a lot of different things over the last 5 years, as I knew that my career that I've had for the last 18 years was not working for me anymore. So the other things that I've tried just have seemed to not work. But now I have this great opportunity, and I realized that when this opportunity was brought to me about a month ago, I had a physical excitement about it just in the first 5 minutes of being told about it. So I feel like this is something that is significant for me. And I guess, you know, I've tried so many things and they haven't worked, and I feel like I've made the mistake of telling those close to me about it, and, you know, kind of like, oh, well, Lee's got another harebrained idea. What's it going to be this time? And, you know, they kind of roll their eyes or make some snide remark. So this time I'm not telling anybody about it so that I can protect it. Because I really feel that this career, this new opportunity, is going to bring me what I need to achieve my dreams. And I've got some pretty big dreams.
Okay.
I mean, I want to live anywhere, anytime, and I don't want to work so hard. I just feel like I've been working so hard all my life and not getting anywhere. And so after doing some work with you on that, I feel like this is a great opportunity, and I just don't want to mess it up. You know, I don't know that I guess I have some fear and doubt around my abilities to really bring in the top people that I need.
Okay. Well, for one, let me, about the business. Now, when you look at this business, can I ask, what is this business going to be doing? What are you going to be providing, a service or a product?
Yes, it's a product. It's a e-learning, high-quality e-learning membership service that people can subscribe to, but then they can also become marketers like me.
And where are your doubts about the business?
What are my doubts?
Yes.
That I've misjudged it.
So you're doubting yourself.
I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting my intuition, I guess. And I want it to work so bad that I don't know. I know with the law of attraction, you don't want to want something so bad.
Well, that's a misnomer on the law of attraction. So you're getting a double bonus today. You're going to get law of attraction coaching and some energy coaching, because we're going to also use a technique here to work on this doubt called emotional freedom technique. Also known as EFT. If you were to rate your doubt on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being no intensity, it doesn't bother you at all, you have no doubt whatsoever, and 10 being it's the most intense doubt, you have no faith in yourself whatsoever, where would you say you are on that scale right now with your doubt?
I guess I would say about a 7.
Okay. Now I'm going to explain to you real quick about law of attraction. For one, law of attraction is not about you, okay? So let's get you out of the picture. Law of attraction is about your customer. So if you can shift your focus for me on your customer, do you feel that your product is going to enable them to have a higher quality of life?
Oh, that's what's lit me up about this, is it's just such a beautiful way to help people.
Excellent.
And at the same
time,
I can have an income.
Excellent. All right. You're familiar with the tapping points with EFT?
Yes.
Then we're going to begin tapping at the karate chop point, which is on the side of the hand at the base of the little finger and to the wrist, the fleshy part of the hand there. I'd like you to start tapping along with me. And we're going to go right into a basic EFT recipe using the shortened recipe. And just repeat after me what I say. Even though I doubt that I'm making the correct decision.
Even though I doubt that I'm making the correct decision.
About this new business venture.
About this new business venture.
I totally and completely accept myself.
Totally and completely accept myself.
Even though it's exciting to me.
Even though it's exciting to me.
To be doing this business venture.
Be doing this business venture.
There's a part of me.
There's a part of me.
That is afraid.
That is afraid.
Does that resonate? Or do you have a little fear?
Yes, I'm afraid I've given up some other stuff that, I'm afraid of my financial situation.
Okay. And even though I'm afraid that financially.
Even though I'm afraid that financially.
I'm making a mistake.
Making a mistake.
I'm open to the possibility.
Open to the possibility.
That law of attraction.
That law of attraction.
Has led me to this.
Has led me to this.
That God has guided me.
That God has guided me. Down this pathway.
And in any event.
And in any event.
I'm a totally awesome businesswoman.
I'm a totally awesome businesswoman.
And I accept every single aspect of me in every way.
I accept every single aspect of me in every way.
Top of the head. This doubt about this decision.
This doubt about this decision.
Tapping at the eyebrow point. This feeling of doubt I have.
Feeling of doubt I have.
Side of the eye. It reminds me of other ventures I've made.
It reminds me of other ventures I've made.
Even though I didn't have such enthusiasm with those.
Even though I didn't have as much enthusiasm with those.
I'm still worried that I may be making a mistake.
Still worried that I might be making a mistake.
Under the eye. But if I tune into my body.
If I tune into my body.
And listen to the signals I receive.
And listen to the signals that I receive.
It tells me whether I'm excited.
It tells me whether I'm excited.
And enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic.
Or if this is a knee-jerk reaction.
or if this is a knee-jerk reaction.
Under the nose. I know those knee-jerk reactions.
I know those knee-jerk reactions.
I've done them in the past.
I've done them in the past.
They're fear-based.
They're fear-based.
On the chin. They're those things that make me feel like I have to do it.
They're those things that make me feel like I have to do it.
Or I might miss out.
Or I might miss out.
Collarbone. This doubt that I have.
This doubt that I have.
Am I making the right decision?
I'm making the right decision.
Under the arm. This doubt.
This doubt.
Top of the head. Releasing the doubt.
Releasing the doubt.
Eyebrow point. Having faith in myself.
Having faith in myself.
Side of the eye. Releasing the doubt.
Releasing the doubt.
Under the eye. Having faith in myself.
Having faith in myself.
Under the nose. Releasing the doubt and having faith in myself.
Releasing the doubt and having faith in myself.
On the chin. Releasing the doubt.
Releasing the doubt.
Tuning into my body.
Tuning into my body.
Collarbone point. Paying attention to the signals.
Paying attention to the signals.
And how I'm feeling.
And how I'm feeling.
Under the arm. Am I getting inspired?
Am I getting inspired?
Or am I fearful?
Or am I fearful?
Inspiration.
The inspiration.
Is the proper path to follow.
Proper path to follow.
Fearful.
Therefore.
Is another knee jerk.
Another knee jerk.
And that's another one of those no-brain situations, and I need to avoid that one.
And it could be one of those hair-brain situations, and I need to avoid that one.
So I'm listening to my body.
So I'm listening to my body.
And what my body is saying.
And what my body is saying.
And in any event.
And in any event.
I'm going to release the doubt.
I'm going to release the doubt.
Because it serves me no purpose.
It serves me no purpose.
Top of the head. It just clutters my focus.
It just clutters my focus.
And I choose to be rational and logical.
And I choose to be rational and logical.
Okay, take a nice deep breath in. And relax it out. And you have some water with you, Lee?
I do.
Take a nice drink of water. Because whenever we do energy work, I always like to have you drink some water. And since I tap with you, I'm going to drink as well.
I guess.
Check back in first. I want you to check back in with the doubt. You were at a 7. What are you feeling about the doubt?
I guess more like a 4.
Okay. And how do you know it's a 4?
Just popped in. I feel I feel more a sense of desperation, like I have to get started, like I have to control it, I have to make my contacts and do everything. But at the same time, I'm transitioning out of my other job, which is paying my light bill, paying my rent. So it's hard for me to be, I just end up resenting my current job because I want to be doing the new one. And I don't have time doing the new one. And so I feel this sense of, like, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do with the new one, then I'm not going to do a good job. So I think
back to the karate chop point. I've got a big intuition on you right now. Back to the karate chop point.
Okay. Even though I resent my current job.
Because it takes up so much of my time.
Because it takes up so much of my time.
And I don't enjoy doing it. I totally and completely accept myself and how I feel about this. Even though I realize my current job does pay all my bills. It leaves me very little time right now to do what I really want to pursue. And even though I have this resentment towards my current job. I totally and completely accept how I feel and who I am. Top of the head. This resentment about this current job. I know it pays my bills. But I'm getting antsy. And I want to move forward. eyebrow point. I realize the logical side of me.
I realize the logical side of me.
Knows that this is the income I need in the current situation.
Knows that this is the income that I need in my current situation.
Side of the eye. The creative side of me.
Creative side of me.
Is busting to get out of the corral.
Is busting to get out of the corral.
And wants to pursue this new venture.
And wants to pursue this new venture.
Under the eye. So I am torn.
I am torn.
I'm in the midst of both dilemmas.
I'm in the midst of both dilemmas.
Under the nose. This resentment is not serving me any purpose.
This resentment is not serving me any purpose.
It's draining my energies.
Draining my energies.
And it's fogging my thinking.
And it's fogging my thinking.
On the chin. Perhaps I can set up a to-do list.
Perhaps I can set up a to-do list.
And organize some time.
And organize some time.
Collarbone point. I can still work my day job.
I can still work my day job.
And pursue this new venture on a part-time basis.
And pursue this new venture on a part-time basis.
Under the arm. As my income increases.
As my income increases.
I'll be able to devote more time to the new venture.
I'll be able to devote more time to the new venture.
Top of the head. But the resentment has to go.
The resentment has to go.
Eyebrow point. I'm tired of carrying it around.
I'm tired of carrying it around.
It's too heavy.
It's too heavy.
So I'm going to kick it to the curb.
I'm going to kick it to the curb.
Eyebrow point. Some poor fool can come along and pick it up.
Some poor fool can come along and pick it up.
Under the eye. I don't need it anymore.
I don't need it anymore.
Under the nose. I'm going to allow my creative side.
I'm going to allow my creative side.
To join forces with my logical side.
Join forces with my logical side.
On the chin. Because I'm going to need my logical side.
Because I'm going to need my logical side.
In this new venture.
In this new venture.
Collarbone point. I'm glad I have this income right now.
I'm glad I have this income right now.
There's a lot of people that would love to have this income.
There's a lot of people that would love to have this income.
Under the arm. So I'm actually sitting in a pretty good situation.
I'm actually sitting in a pretty good situation.
I guess I can take it a little slower.
I guess I can take it a little slower.
And get there at a little later date.
And get there at a little later date.
Top of the head. But I'm going to get there.
But I'm going to get there.
And be financially sound.
Be financially sound.
And secure.
And secure.
All right, take a nice deep breath in. Relax it out. And how do you feel about resenting your job currently?
Well, I'm grateful to have the clients that I have. So, yeah.
Are you
I think
still at a
it's a matter of impatience and then the holidays coming up and feeling pressured to add even more stuff. And maybe I don't need to add all this stuff. Maybe I can do things differently, you know?
Excellent. I think that's a good strategy. It's a good decision to make.
Yeah,
you still have... Check in on your doubt. Where's your doubt right now? You're at a 4. Where's your doubt?
Oh, it's at a 2.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, I really feel more more faithful right now that things will unfold as they're supposed to, because the way the opportunity came to me was so easy and it was so exciting that, you know, the people that I need to help me with this or the people that I need to contact will come to me. I don't have to make it happen.
No, and when you use Law of Attraction, Lee, as long as your goal is serving of others, you're going to begin to attract opportunities. You're going to meet people. Finances are going to make their way to you if your focus is on the service of others. It can't be about you. Okay, and it can't be about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So I guess I could even use that in my current job. Instead of it just paying the bills, I can think of the people that I'm serving a little more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you enjoy your current customers?
Oh, I really do. I love them. It's just all that tedious work behind it, and I don't have any help, but that's, you know, the nature of
it. I invite you to focus on your customers and how you enjoy working with them and how much they enjoy the products they receive.
Okay. And I recently let go of another opportunity that I was trying to work concurrently with my current job, and that it feels really good to just choose one thing, one new thing, because I was trying to do like four different new things, and I don't think that's, and that was more of a control. I was trying to control my life or something instead of just being in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That helped me a lot to clear away the fear and the doubt.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you taking away from this? Go ahead.
I just can't wait to get started on my new business.
So what are you taking away from this session with you today?
I think that I guess I would like to maybe do a little tapping on I do have what it takes.
Okay.
That, you know, because I start feeling that's an answer to your question. And what I'm taking away is that I don't have the doubt anymore that I've made the right decision, but I want to maximize my strengths.
All right. Then I invite you to tap in. I have what it takes. I was led to this new venture through divine inspiration.
Right.
And I love my customers and enjoy their enthusiasm when they receive the products that I deliver to them. Does that resonate?
Yes, that's great.
Tap that in, because EFT is not just about tapping out the negative. It's wonderful at tapping in the positive and also affirmations.
Okay,
I think we've nailed it for you.
Thank you so much. I feel great.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in, Lee. You know, this really gave us some great insight as to what to expect during the EFT session with Judith. I loved it. It's so fascinating. Judith, tell people your website address so that they can contact you about all the information that you just brought us today, including how to contact you for a session.
My web address is www.usinglawofattraction.com. Again, that's www.usinglawofattraction.com.
I also want to remind people of your upcoming seminars. Judith, what are some of the things you're going to be talking about in the seminar again?
The first series of the class is going to talk about law of attraction, the promise of manifesting. And it's going to separate fact from fiction. And then the second series is going to focus in on actually using the law of attraction, how to use it in your life and in your business, in relationships, and the key elements to actually applying law of attraction. The third is going to bring in the key principle behind manifestation, which is love and the true essence of who we all truly, really are. Each of these classes are 90 minutes in duration, and each of these classes will also incorporate EFT, emotional freedom techniques, because everybody is going to have issues or beliefs that will need to be addressed so that they will be free to use law of attraction effectively. So we will be using EFT in each and every one of these classes. They will also be recorded, so the students will all get MP3 audios of each class. And as a bonus, they're also going to receive a video of Love's Pathway, which is a phenomenal video exercise that really helps turbocharge your manifestation abilities.
That sounds so interesting. Now, I want to remind all the listeners to go to her website, send her an email, or give her a call to sign up for the class series. And don't forget to mention Law of Attraction Talk Radio so that you can qualify for the $60 discount.
That's correct. The class is regularly $197. They will be able to register through me for $137. So that is a wonderful $60 savings that they will get through the month of January. And they can take either the January class or the February class, whichever one they prefer.
Judith, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your terrific wisdom with all the listeners today. And I really want to thank you again for bringing Lee on. That was a terrific experience.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. It was a pleasure and an honor to be here, and I look forward to future exchanges with you again.
Wonderful. I'm going to look forward to that. So to all the wonderful listeners, have a great week, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.